You're welcome back to the News at One. People across Israel and in many places around the world are today remembering those who lost their lives or were taken hostage during the October the 7th attacks. The Hamas violence sparked an Israeli retaliation that began with one of the most intense bombardments ever recorded. 1 year on, large parts of the Gaza Strip have been reduced to rubble and almost 42,000 people are dead. The war has now spread to Lebanon, and then there's the question of when and how Israel will respond to last week's missile attack by Iran. Although Israel's Prime Minister said his top priority was the return of the hostages, in the region of 100 remain unaccounted for, with more than 30 of that number thought to be dead. One of those taken hostage from the Nova Music Festival was Or Levy. His brother Michael said there was no end in sight to the family's trauma.
Mentioning a date means that something ended. And for us, nothing has ended. We are still in this fight. We are still fighting for Or's release. We're still begging whoever can help to free the hostages, including Or.
Michael Levy, our deputy foreign editor Edmund Heafy is in Tel Aviv. Edmund, will you bring us through today's commemorative events? What's been happening?
Well, Rachel, at sunrise there were a few memorial ceremonies across the country, really poignant affairs, but I think there are two competing events here in Israel that I think give us some insight into the mood on the ground. The first will be the official government commemoration later today, and this is due to be a pre-recorded and highly choreographed affair that will be broadcast. Now, a lot of the towns in the south, which was the area most deeply affected by the October 7th attacks, have refused to take part in this official government ceremony. And again, that's due to so much anger about the security failings that led to October 7th, the fact that hostages haven't been brought back home. And look, these communities would have traditionally been very liberal anyway and would not have supported Netanyahu's government in the first place. And then the second event is a gathering where 40,000 people were due to attend in Tel Aviv tonight. And this was billed as an alternative public gathering, an alternative to the official government ceremony. But now, due to the situation in the north with Hezbollah, authorities have asked people not to attend that. I think there'll just be around 2,000 people attending because of fears of a rocket attack. So it's all being overshadowed by those two things.
We heard there from the brother of one of the hostages, and listening to what you're saying about those competing commemorative events, a year on, how politicised has the hostages' fate become?
Well, Rachel, the families of the hostages have been a lot more aggressive lately, and really the reason that this whole thing has become so politicised is that if Israel was to strike a deal with Hamas that would bring these hostages home, that would also bring about the end of the war in Gaza. And obviously, government supporters, I'd say it's around a quarter of the population now, but they're a very vocal quarter of the population, think Israel should continue fighting Hamas until it has been totally obliterated. And that's essentially pitting the families of the hostages who want to bring their loved ones home up against those who don't want the war to end. But just to give you an idea of how spiteful this has all been getting, hostage families turned up to a protest outside a toast for Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party the week before last. And Mr. Netanyahu's supporters threw eggs at the families of the hostages.
As you were saying, Mr. Netanyahu set himself the target of destroying Hamas. But to many of the people you've been speaking to, do they believe that this is possible?
No, they really do not, Rachel. Many of the people I've spoken to are highly critical of this war aim, and that's, you know, it's unfortunately not due to pro-Palestinian sentiment. But if you look at just the past few hours, Hamas has been able to target Tel Aviv with rockets to such a degree that a full year after Israel started bombing Gaza, Hamas is still able to fire rockets at the country's biggest city. You have well over 40,000 people dead in Gaza, and we've seen one of the deadliest and most destructive bombing campaigns in history. And it feels to many people here in Israel that Israel is no closer to totally obliterating Hamas.
Edmund Heafy in Tel Aviv, thank you very much for talking to us. Let's